Harper Audio presents Encounter by Milan Kundera, translated from the French by Linda Asher and read by Graham Malcolm. An Encounter with My Reflections and My Recollections, My Old Themes, Existential and Aesthetic, and My Old Loves. 1. The Painter's Brutal Gesture, on Francis Bacon. 1. When Michel Archambault was planning a book of Francis Bacon's portraits and self-portraits, he asked me to write a short essay for it. He assured me that the invitation was Bacon's own wish. He reminded me of a short piece I had published a long while back in the periodical L'Arc, a piece he said the painter considered one of the few in which he recognized himself. I will not deny my pleasure at this message, arriving years later, from an artist I have never met and whom I so admired. That piece in L'Arc discussed Bacon's triptych of portraits of Henrietta Moraes. I wrote it in the very first years after I emigrated to France, still obsessed by recollections of the country which I had just left, and which still remained in my memory as a land of interrogations and surveillance. Some 18 years later, I can only begin my new consideration of Bacon's art with that older text from 1977. 2. It was 1972. I met with a girl in a Prague suburb in a borrowed apartment. 2 days earlier, over an entire day, she had been interrogated by the police about me. Now she wanted to meet with me secretly. She feared that she was constantly followed, to tell me what questions they had asked her and how she had answered them. If they were to interrogate me, my answers should match hers. She was a very young girl who had little experience of the world as yet. The interrogation had disturbed her, and 3 days later the fear was still upsetting her bowels. She was very pale, and during our conversation she kept leaving the room to go to the toilet, so our whole encounter was accompanied by the noise of the water refilling the tank. I had known her for a long time. She was intelligent and spirited, she was very skilled at controlling her emotions, and was always so impeccably dressed that her outfit, like her behavior, allowed no hint of nakedness. And now, suddenly, like a great knife, fear had laid her open. She was gaping wide before me like the split carcass of a heifer hanging from a meat hook. The noise of the water refilling the toilet tank practically never let up, and I suddenly had the urge to rape her. I know what I'm saying, rape her, not make love to her. I didn't want tenderness from her. I wanted to bring my hand down brutally on her face and in one swift instant take her completely with all her unbearably arousing contradictions, with her impeccable outfit along with her rebellious gut, her good sense along with her fear, her pride along with her misery. I sensed that all those contradictions concealed her essence, that treasure, that gold nugget, that diamond hidden in the depths. I wanted to possess her, in one swift second, with her shit and her ineffable soul. But I saw those 2 eyes staring at me, filled with torment. 2 tormented eyes in a sensible face, and the more tormented those eyes, the more my desire became absurd, stupid, scandalous, incomprehensible, and impossible to carry out. Uncalled for and unconscionable, that desire was nonetheless real. I cannot disavow it. And when I look at Francis Bacon's portrait triptych, it's as if I recall it. The painter's gaze comes down on the face like a brutal hand trying to seize hold of her essence, of that diamond hidden in the depths. Of course, we are not certain that the depths really do conceal something, but in any case, we each have in us that brutal gesture, that hand movement that roughs up another person's face in hopes of finding, in it and behind it, something that is hidden there.